A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your fella with more hair than Chewbacca after he's been to the barbers. I can actually do a Chewbacca. Here we go. No, I can't. Anyway, what podcast we got coming your way? And it is genuinely, look, it is a fantastic one. Oh, no, sorry, that's nothing to do with it. Anyway, and we begin with your Europa League calls. Yes, lots of you called in to the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar. That's my show as well. Because, of course, Manchester United were in action. Well, they're in action in name only. No one really called in talking Manchester United. The majority, if I'm being honest, called in talking Arsenal. And not happy Arsenal fans either.
The 25,000 that are here are booing loudly. Unai Emery comes across to the near side to shake the hands of the Eintracht Frankfurt coach. And will that be the last time he shakes the hand of anybody as the Arsenal manager? Unai Emery's future, like never before, hangs very much in the balance now.
Now our moment is not good. We need to win, we need to achieve gain confidence, and we need, I think we are better than we are showing. But everybody, the players, the coaches and me, and now we lost some confidence and we need to win.
I'm looking at my switch all the time and lots of Arsenal fans want him out. Do you?
No. I think Arsenal fans, for the first time in my life, I'm almost ashamed to be an Arsenal fan by the way that the fans have behaved. In all the years I've watched Arsenal, I've never seen booing and things like that. And I think we need to take a step back.
You have seen it with your last manager.
Well, that was a disgrace, and it was only right near the end anyway, and it was a disgrace. I never wanted him to go at that point in time. I don't want Emery to go. And if we start sacking managers like this, we haven't got the finances to sack managers like Chelsea and Man City and all the other clubs can. We have to stand by him. It's not great.
You have got the finances.
We have to stand by him and raise above it and keep our standards.
You have got the money to sack him.
Yeah, but we haven't got the money to just blow on some of these players that he's bought. A new manager might not want them. So we can't just write off hundreds of millions of debt like Man City and Chelsea can. The thing is, the fans have been disgusting. They treated Xhaka disgustingly. They're treating Emery badly, and they need to just wise up. That job was almost a poison chalice coming in after Wenger. It's like the Ferguson situation, and you have to stand by the manager. And we are not behaving like Arsenal Football Club anymore, and it's really upsetting. It's really upsetting.
Sorry, I mean, when you say you
stand
can't
by him a bit longer.
You do know Watford have sacked their manager this season, don't you?
Who? Watford?
Yeah.
What? Well, yeah, already, and then they brought in Flores, didn't they?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, when you say, you know, we can't afford to, we've got to stick with the manager, I mean, you're saying you're not Chelsea, you're not Man City, all these other clubs you rattled off, well, there's a side down the bottom that have made that call.
Yeah, but look at the state of them. You don't get anywhere sacking managers. If you've made the right appointment, you give them some time. Massive job following Wenger.
Simon,
you're expecting too much.
Simon, Liverpool sacked Brendan Rodgers.
Ridiculous decision.
Well, they won the Champions League. They're probably going to win the Premier League.
Yeah, but they haven't won it overnight, have they? Since Rodgers. When did Rodgers go? How many years ago did he leave?
Yeah, but you're
giving this bloke a year.
But you do get 18 somewhere. Months.
It's 18 months, Simon.
You do
18 months. Ridiculous. And we should have had fourth last season anyway. It was nonsense.
Why didn't you get fourth?
Well, if you take that one game against Tottenham with the VAR shambles, we'd have won that game. And we'd have been fourth.
So your whole season comes down to one decision. You're deluded, Simon.
Well, no, two or three decisions in that game.
Yeah, but then Spurs will come back and say, well, we should have done this. That worked against us. Come on.
Well, all I'm saying is, in his first season after Wenger, he was a point away from fourth, and he should have been in fourth, and he was 45 minutes away from winning a European trophy. Mate, if that's bad, after 22 years of a legend at the club, Arsenal fans are just.
Are you any further forward now than you were when you joined the club?
Admittedly, I'm disappointed as every Arsenal fan, but I'm saying let's keep our standards and keep longer.
Sorry, what is the standards? Remind us all of the Arsenal standards that you're crowing
about. That we have got a little bit of class, a little bit of patience. Our managers and our players. Do not boo our captain off the pitch.
No, I agree with
that. We do not boo our manager off the pitch.
Okay, but when you say a little bit of class, as opposed to what?
As opposed to a Chelsea.
Doing what?
Sacking managers every two seasons. Sacking them when they go and win massive trophies. And Nonsense.
But it's proven to be the formula that works for Chelsea.
No identity. You have nothing. You're just a machine that churns out some trophies. I support Arsenal.
There you go. Lots of you called in to have your say on national radio on my show, the Only Goals Team Sports Bar, which you can do Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Time now to head over to the ginger fellow who sits next to Darren Goff. That's Adrian Durham. And they were talking about Phil Jones. I don't actually know what they were saying. It doesn't say it on my piece of paper, but I'm guessing it's not too kind. Let's check in, shall we?
The facial expressions, which have gone global. They absolutely have, and it's become a bit of a cartoon character. Let's look at some of the other stuff that Phil Jones has got. He can be very brave, committed, he's a competitor. But one thing he isn't, which people in this country love at this moment, he's not a ball player. He's not somebody who's going to run out with a ball, dribbling out, and all that stuff. His style of play is not fashionable anymore. Especially when he's at a club like Manchester United.
There is a football reality to it. He was dragged off at half-time against Sheffield United, and many were surprised that he started the game anyway. So I think that there's a football element whereby he hasn't achieved what he was meant to achieve. But was that putting too much pressure on him? He was told he was going to be Man United captain. He was told he was going to be a great. I think in some quarters he was being likened to a young Duncan Edwards and he was going to go on to be this mega player, and it just didn't happen. But I think that when I look back at that, I think it's okay recognising that somebody has a lot of talent. And he was sought after. He was going to Arsenal, and then Fergie stepped in and signed him. So it's pretty clear that somebody somewhere saw something in Phil Jones as a youngster. And let's not forget, he's still only 27, by the way. But they saw something in him that made them think, yes, he is going to be a terrific player. I think, personally, he has suffered because of Sir Alex Ferguson quitting. Now, we knew it was going to happen at some point. We didn't know it was going to happen when he did. And I think he was brought into the club, arm around him, by Sir Alex Ferguson, who made him feel $1 million, persuaded him to sign for United, not Arsenal, won a Premier League title. They played a significant number of games that season under Sir Alex Ferguson. And he would have been thinking, yeah, I'm going to go on and have a great career here. Then Fergie goes, and there's turmoil since then.
Well, like I say, it's an average United period of football, and he's been part of it. And unfortunate for him, he's going to be labelled as part of the reason. And that's why I think the best thing for him and his image is to move out of United shadows. Yes, he signed a new contract, same as Smalling. We know why they've signed it, so they'll at least get a fee for him. That's business, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. But I think he does need to move out because his image at United now is this period of play. It's not what they've won in the past and him having a Premier League medal. It's the present, and he's part of it. And a lot of fans and a lot of people from other clubs put him as one of the guys responsible for that.
Dan has tweeted saying, how can Jones deserve more respect? He's the most injury-prone player we have. He scores an own goal or gives away a goal every five games. We have a team full of below-par mid-table players. We need a clear-out, which Ollie has started.
Which I kind of agree. He needs to get out of Manchester United. Everything that's gone on there, he's been there a long, long time, and it's been a poor period for Manchester United, and he has become that cartoon character, social media superstar. I don't know if he plays on that. I've no idea. But he has got some good qualities in there as well. He's an old-style type defender. He's brave. He's committed. He can be hard to play against. He can be physical to play against. But when he makes a mistake, because of his image, it goes global.
Okay, but and you're right about all that, and the cartoon character thing is a great way of describing it. Okay, but when you say brave and committed, others would say reckless. My nickname for him has been Phil in a China shop, and he is a little bit. So the match that sticks out for me is the cup final last year when Eden Hazard he stuck himself on him, and it was an easy one for Chelsea.
But the problem he's got though, as well, because he's had those injuries, He's always coming back from something, so he's not having a run in the team.
Time now to check in with Hawksby and Jacobs, or Paul and Andy, and I don't know what they're talking about. Again, it's not written on my script, but it could be anything. I mean, they've both witnessed so much. It might be Andy talking about when the Red Sea was parted, or it might be Andy talking about when the meteor landed on the planet Earth and then, you know, made what is currently the world we live in today. Or it might be Andy talking about what it's like to get a backy on a Diplodocus. Or it might be Andy talking about how he invented the hieroglyphics. Anyway, this is Paul and Andy doing what they do best.
Great news about Bill Roach, who plays Ken Barlow in Coronation Street. I can't believe this. He did an interview in the press this morning, and he said that, he keeps fit still. He says, I have no plans to quit, and I still play basketball to keep fit.
That's fantastic.
He's 87.
Isn't it? Well, like sort of pickup games, or is he?
No, he plays for the Cleveland Corries. They're tremendous.
They're a good side, aren't they?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, it was him, and there was the great Willie Eckers, like, who was in there.
What a player!
In the Hall of Fame, wasn't in the Hall of Fame with Bill Roach. He's going to love it, Bill, today, isn't he? Bill Roach, he's going to love it because we've got Michael Jordan on, and Neil met the Manchester United fans. Says, "Are you serious? The Michael Jordan legend, if not the biggest letdown ever."
Well,
no. Well, according to our producer, and let's ask him. It is the Michael
bigger
Jordan.
Bigger letdown than Van Gaal, Mourinho, etc.
Yeah, is it? Hang on. He says it's a Michael Jordan. Yeah. Apparently, it's Michael Jordan, the commercial manager at Woodford's Brewery.
I know. They've made this beer. They've created a beer for Timu Pukki.
Yeah.
But surely Delia should have knocked up a Pukki pie.
No? What's that? Oh, I'm with you. Pukki.
It looks better when it's written down, I have to say.
Yeah, it worked. It kind of worked. It sounded like you were talking sort of a child language. But I'm with you now. I'm with you now. I see what you were getting at. But it must be. Do you have a name? That it's a famous name that people, when you walk in the room, they think, oh, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan will be here in 10 minutes. And respect, it's the commercial manager at Woodford's Brewery. Not quite who you were expecting.
Not quite.
I'm sure he's a lovely bloke, Michael. We're going to discover that in 45 minutes. And we're delighted to talk to him about the perfect finish Pukki beer. But there must come a moment to think, oh, it's that Michael Jordan, not the other one.
There is a LeBron James at Green King.
Is that right? Yeah. They've all got. It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, there's the other lad at the old Fuller's Brewery over the road from you. They've got Kobe Bryant. He's their commercial manager. It'd be great if the whole world of brewing was policed by NBA legends.
Now, of course, if you listen to TalkSport often, you'll know the mid-morning show is hosted by Jim White and Natalie Soy. If they got married, of course, it would be the Jim and Natalie White show. They're not married, so it's obviously the Jim White and Natalie Sawyer show. Although, if she did get married to him, she might want to keep her surname too. It could also be the Jim and Natalie White Sawyer show, but then he wouldn't want her surname as well, so it would go back to the Jim White and Natalie Sawyer White show. But anyway, none of that actually happened. Glenn Johnson was their guest. And he was talking about Jose Mourinho pulling off Eric Dier in the 29th minute. Classic Jose.
It is typical Mourinho, and I've seen it before, but it's horrible for the player, and no one wants to come off anywhere near that minute. But he didn't do it because he was playing bad. He did it because he wanted to change something for the team, and he got the result. So you've got to give him the credit for it. But if you're the player, you would be fuming. There's no doubt about that. But I've seen Mourinho do it to Bridgie and Wright Phillips. He brought them both off after about 30 minutes. It was more of Mourinho at the time trying to prove a point back then.
Yeah.
Because Bridgie and Wright, he weren't playing that much. And then the team wasn't playing that great and they had started the game. So it was more like, let's point the finger at these two and protect everybody else. So that one was a bit different. Whereas this with Eric Dier is a bit... He's come out and said it's not about the player, it's just what the team needed, and he felt it was right. And like I say, fair play to him, they went and won the game. So I think this one was a bit different to what I saw years back.
Time now to check in with Alan Brazil on the aptly named Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. Steve Harmison, or Harmy, or Hammy, if I was a mate of his, like, Hammy, it's better than Harmy, doesn't work. Harmy, chuck the ball. No, Hammy, I'm going to call him Hammy. Although there's an R in his name, I'm going to drop it. So it's Alan Brazil and Hammy. No, Harmy. Anyway, they were talking about what would a beer be called if it was named after Alan Brazil.
Well, out by Jamal ourselves. Pukki! Oh, what a goal!
Here's Pukki from Buendia, and he gets in one-on-one with the goalkeeper, shoots it past Anita Balaga.
Another Pukki blinder!
Pukki is out of paint named after him. A pint of the perfect finish, that's what they call it. It's a 3.8% amber ale. Cammy's got one as well. So the Sports Breakfast on Twitter, we've been asking you, what would you call a beer that was made in my honour? So let's have a few. Okay, can I have a pint of exploding tomato? Yep. A pint of two different versions, thank you. Deepeth Depth, Strathcothic's 1000th, Chunk IPA, Heart Attack Thistle, thank you. But the winner is Gammon Ray. What's that? Rubbish!
Jason Cundy here, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, there was a press conference today. There was lots of them, actually. One of them involved the West Ham manager, bracket for now, close bracket, Manuel Pellegrini. And his press conference went out on TalkSport 2, which is, of course, the station that no one really talks about. It's like a dirty word here. If basically you're working on TalkSport and then someone goes, listen, we love the work you're doing. We can see you doing bigger and better things on TalkSport 2. Don't go, oh, that's really nice of you. Say, not a chance.
I didn't come here not for the job, not for the money, and not for to try not to be relegated. There's enough. For me, it's not the way of working. Of course, we have very good moments during last season. We finished the season very well, with 10 points from 12. We started this season very well, so you are always optimistic that you can do it, that you can improve that step that you need in this club. I think that to fight for relegation is not my goal here in this club, so I hope that we are going to try to revert these results.
Time now to head back to Jimbo, Glembo and Natalie O, although her surname's S, so Natalie S, but if she was like, you know, the change room, you go Natalie O or Natto, but that sounds too much like NATO, that might start confusing. Anyway, they were talking about Gary Monk and Pep Clotet. Not a fisticuffs one, a sort of verbal one, after they refused to shake hands when their teams met. Oh, mustn't shake hands, even though I'm a grown man. Grow up, you two.
We are football coaches. I'm representing Birmingham. When I tried to talk to him and give him my hand, I'm giving the hand of Birmingham City. And manners have to be on top of that. I really like that.
It was refused anyway.
That's up to him.
Okay, I tried to give him my hand, it was refused. Like, let's press on, let's hear from Gary Monk.
Everyone wants honesty, and then sometimes when you see, and I understand the criticism that's come from it, I know those fans better than anyone, you know. I was part of that club, and I know their passion for it. I know they will protect their club to their last dying breath. That was the spirit that I tapped into. That was the spirit when I was there, but I'm not at that club anymore. So I understand it, they're going to protect their club, and any, you know, form of what they feel is an attack on that club, which it wasn't. Do you know what I mean? It was between me and him. But I understand that and I respect that. Do you know what I mean? And the same as with all you guys, you know, I respect there's a job to be done and reported on, and I get that. But to be true to myself, you can ask anyone that's ever worked with me, you know, if I'm open and honest. I've always been that. And if I get asked the question, that's all I was trying to do. As I said, I wish 100% it wasn't true. That's how I feel, you know, but if I get asked a question like I do with any other question that I've been my whole life, I'll be open and honest about it, and that's all I can say about it.
Do you know, I think life's too short, Glenn. I mean, regardless of what happened, they're both in highly paid jobs. They've both got a living. Yeah. They're both doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Mend their ways. Get together.
Yeah, well, you can clearly hear in her voice that the wound's still wide open. And from the earlier comments, Gary mentions about when he's in a job, he wants the support from staff around him. And obviously, he clearly don't feel that Pep gave him the support and clearly makes him basically says that he stabbed him in the back and probably was part of the reason he got sacked. So Gary will know the details of that and we don't, but it certainly sounds something along them lines.
Would there have been any players that you wouldn't have shaken their hand?
Come on, Glenn.
Some issue you had with them.
Whose handshake did you refuse?
Yeah.
No, see, I don't think I've ever refused to shake someone's hand, but there'd be times when you'd know there's more behind the handshake, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's times when...
What, a firmer grip? You might be like, oh, that's where
yeah,
I wanna.
Double-handed. No, but just in the sense that you don't need to make anything public, but you two know that there's a problem.
Back now to the ginger fella who wears loud shirts. No, we didn't have Elton John on TalkSport. It was Adrian Durham alongside Darren Goff. And they were talking about Jadon Sancho.
Lucien Favre has said he's been dropped and he left him on the bench because, quote, he's not focused. He comes on, he scores a wonder goal. Not just a goal, a wonder goal. He hits the bar as well. He's brilliant. And that's him not being focused. Now, let me tell you what's happening at Dortmund, right? They're underachieving. The manager's under pressure. He's looking for somebody to blame. And as I said, yep, Jadon Sancho is giving him a teeny little thread of rope and he is taking the whole lot, Favre. Nobody's buying it.
And of course, last but by no means least, we can go back to the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar with me, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we can put in the By the Way section. Now, if you're unaware what By the Ways are, A, where have you been living? And B, have a listen to this, because I would imagine that Tom, the producer of the podcast, has actually put my intro of it, which I did on the show, in this. If he's not, let me know. Tweet me, AndyGoldstein05, and I'll probably send him off to TalkSport 2 for the rest of his life. Anyway, these are the By the Ways.
By the way.
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 Yeah, this part of the show where a little bit like Clips of the Week, but in as much that you send in when you hear people say, by the way, there's an epidemic. I mean, there is. Jason was the first person to say, by the way, quite often. I picked him up on it. And then you realised, Jay, that everyone did it.
Everyone does it, yeah.
So here we go. We'll start off with the most recent, by the way, from this afternoon's Drive Time show. Here's Durham and Goffey, by the weighing each other off. Ugh, dirty boys.
If he's really that bad that he can't possibly play for Man United, who, by the way, have just lost 2-1 away to Astana.
By the way, his last touch is the most important one.
By the way. Okay, now to extra time and Sam Stevens with another by the way, which he instantly regrets because he knows he's going to be on here.
And I think it's rich coming from Jose Mourinho about this whole wearing pyjamas thing, by the way, because... Oh, done it again.
Oh, Sam. Sam, what's the matter with you? To the breakfast show now. Here's Big Al with a perfect 9:21, by the way.
Now, good morning. 9:21. We're going to talk boxing next up. By the way, if you're around...
By the way. Can't stop it. Brazil is just one of the most...
Him and Durham are the by the way kings. Mm. To the weekend breakfast now. Here's Georgie Bingham with quite a cute, by the way.
Well, we've had a few managers who are sleepwalking at the moment.
By the way, it started.
Oh, that's lovely. Here's Danny Kelly on the final word now with a classic interrupting by the way.
I think we want to go and see goals. I want to go and see a cricket match. I want to see wickets and I want to see sixes and fours. I don't want to see Chris Tavery blocking for 6 hours.
Oh, by the way, the current test match between New Zealand and England is exactly
that.
That's
how you cut someone short, is it? By the way.
Cut it, yeah. It's used that way. Back to Big Al now, and here he is with a very enthusiastic by the way.
Right, the news might be playing that Bernie Marsden's new book is out and he has played with some stars, by the way.
That's a good one. Sticking with the breakfast show, here's Laura Woods with an embarrassing dear, by the way.
I do like long hair. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a fan of a
John Bon Jovi tape.
Yeah, oh, my mum used to love him when we were younger, by the way.
She tried to hide the by the way.
Just don't mention it, though.
Now, we've got no idea what's going on in this clip. from Martin Kellner's talk radio show. All we know is this is a testicular, by the way.
Yeah. Go Nads, so that's her nickname, Nadine. But of course, gonads is another way of saying testicles.
Yes.
You see.
And by the way, how is it?
I don't know either. Back to Drive Time now. Here's Goffey with an interrupting stat, by the way.
In 202 Premier League games in charge of Spurs. That's the best stat I can give you at the moment. Gavin says...
He has done it before, by the way.
He has done it before, yes, by the way.
Definitely has. Now, we think Max Rushton put this rhyming, by the way, into Graham Courtney's head. Make your own mind up.
Midday kick-off in the Championship. Graham Courtney's at the Riverside for Borough. They're struggling against Hull. Hey, Graham.
Good afternoon. Oh, no, good morning.
Either way.
Well, absolutely quite. By the way...
Either way.
I mean, it rhymes.
It works. He's put it in his head. Back to Alan Brazil now. Here he is with a whispering McFly, by the way.
We go into the studio in January to start recording the next McFly album, and then we go to Brazil to tour Brazil,
yeah,
and then tour the UK in
April,
May.
By the way, you were just telling me the...
He wasn't interested there, was
no,
he, Brazil?
Yeah,
couldn't care less. Here's Durham now with a by the way, which buys him a little bit more time.
Izzy Brown scored his first goal for Luton last night. He's on loan from Chelsea. It was a terrific goal as well, by the way, but...
Didn't need that. He just said, by the way, to buy him a little bit more time.
We'll use it.
Here's Russ Williams now with... Sometimes you don't need the by the way.
You just don't need them.
The sentence works without it. Yep. Here's your proof. He doesn't need this, by the way.
They will want to get this job done. And it looks like they've come out in the second half with a little bit more purpose.
And by the way, we've seen it quite a few times in his career.
Here's your proof, right? Yeah. This is the same sentence, but without the by the way.
They will want to get this job done. And it looks like they've come out in the second half with a little bit more purpose.
We've seen it quite a few times in
his
career.
Didn't need the by the way. Just chucking it in. Just throwing it in because he can.
Randomly, by the way. Okay, here's TalkSport's The Moose. Now, with a brown nosing, by the way, while speaking to England captain Harry Kane, by the way.
Like I said, the season hasn't been great so far, but the last couple of games has felt good.
And finally, and thanks for talking to us, by the way, on TalkSport.
Thank you, Harry.
Finally, now it's back. This is going to be tough. You didn't want this link, but it's mine now. It's back to the breakfast show. Here's Brazil and McCoys with an alliterative double bubble, by the way, on Brazil's breakfast show.
Bayern thrash Red Star 6-0. By the way, Bayern, they are going to take a wee
bit. By the way, I've not seen it.
By the way, mad there. One more time, Josh.
Bayern thrash Red Star 6-0. By the way, Bayern, they are going to take a wee
bit. By the way, I've not seen it.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. You've done incredibly well. If you can extend your right arm in the air, bend it at the elbow, and then pat yourselves on the back. Well done. I'll do that now. Yes, good work, Colton. Thank you very much. A quick reminder that 12:30 or 12:30, Newcastle play Manchester City. That's, of course, live in the Premier League, and that will be live commentary right here on TalkSport. I say right here. I mean, it's not actually right here because this is a podcast. It'll be right there, over there, where I'm looking. You can't see it, but it's over there, trust me. There's more live games on the TalkSport Network. Spurs play Bournemouth, that's on TalkSport 2 from 3 p.m. And at 5:30, or 17:30, if you like the old 24-hour clock, it's Southampton against Watford, also live on TalkSport. My goodness, what a busy weekend. It's part of game day. That always hurts my throat. Anyway, thank you for downloading. Thanks for listening to my show and all the other shows on TalkSport over the last week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, everyone. And I will see you at the same time next week. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. I've already said that. Be safe. Oh, and if you're still listening to the podcast, don't forget you can subscribe to this podcast on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
And if you're still listening, there's absolutely no point. Because I'm done now. I'm just waiting for you to press stop. Just come on, press stop. Let me go home. Come on. Press stop. I'm not going to do anything stupid. I mean, there's a glass in front of me. I could sort of do the match of the day. No, I'm not going to. Just press stop. Everyone's looking at you. Come on. They know you're not pressing. Press stop. This is kidnapping, effectively. I want to go home. Come on. Just let me. Thank you. Press it now. Thank you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.